It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you here on a Friday morning. Damn, glad to have you. Hope everybody's had a good week. I thought this week went by completely fast. Obviously with two watch parties at Jefferson's on Tuesday, Wednesday. A little golf action yesterday. Friday's today. Happy hour, first Fridays, whatever you want to do today. You can always go over to our Facebook page or Twitter page, YouTube page, subscribe. You can watch the show while you listen to it, while you're ironing those pants, getting that breakfast ready for the kiddos. Throw it on the big screen. Throw it on the smart TV. Check us out. You can also check out the Royals this weekend and the Yankees. 5:38 is the game on Saturday. 6:38 is the game on Monday. Then the Chiefs will be at 7:30
right
on Monday Night Football against the Saints. And then head into a bye week 4-0.
Yeah. 5-0.
I thought this was interesting because, as some of you might know, certain people considered me moronic or idiotic to have this discussion. And I want to give you the roots of the discussion. The Chiefs brought back Kareem Hunt. The Chiefs lost two wide receivers in the first 4 weeks of the season. Hell, before the first week of the season, they lost one of them. And I said, well, I think that this season for the Chiefs is an over my dead body attempt at a title for Clark Hunt, Brett Veach, Mark Donovan. Those are the three honchos, right? Those are the three big ones. Year one was for Andy. Year two was for the city. And the third one was for Norma or for, you know, maybe the team. I don't know. And this one feels like a three-peat solidifies you as a franchise for the rest of time. Like, no one's taking you away from anything. You have nothing to be taken from.
The three-peat solidifies you as the greatest dynasty in NFL history.
And one of the greatest dynasties of all
time in all sports.
All time. Going back to whenever sports were created.
Right. This is a big, big deal and a huge season and so much at stake. Like, I still think at times people don't realize what the magnitude of this season really is and who this season is truly big for. This is big for the organization. This is big for the Hunt family because Andy Reid's going to be gone. Patrick Mahomes is going to be gone. Brett Veach is going to be gone. Mark Donovan's going to be gone. Chris Jones is going to be gone. Travis Kelce's going to be gone. The Hunts are never going to be gone. It's always going to be their franchise. It's always going to be theirs. And so this is one of those titles that solidifies them as one of, if not the best ownerships in all of the NFL. Their dad basically invented the league when he formed the AFL, created the merger, invented the Super Bowl, the whole nine yards. We know the history, right? But the one thing that nobody has done in this league in the Super Bowl era is win three straight. You do that. And you do something that nobody else in this league has ever done before, you put yourself in a completely different realm than everybody else. And so I've been telling you since this season started and since training camp started and since OTA started, how important this three-peat truly was to this organization. So much so that they were bringing back Kareem Hunt to the team, right? We all thought in our wildest dreams that Kareem Hunt would never come back to Kansas City. He lied to the owner, and ultimately that's what did him in. But they're looking around and they're going, you know what? We need a running back. This guy's available, played here before. Let's let bygones be bygones and let's mend fences and let's bring him back if he gives us the best opportunity to get this three-peat. Because if you win the three straight, nobody can ever take that away from you and nobody can ever say that there's a better dynasty in the NFL than what's going on right now. It is so important to this organization to get these three straight championships that they're willing to do anything. And so, in my opinion, nothing is off the table right now when it comes to having conversations about who you can add into the fold here in Kansas City. It's fun to talk about, and then sometimes reality does set in, you know?
What is that reality, Bob?
Well, the reality is they've got about $4 million to last them the rest of the year.
But you also stated that the salary cap is a fake thing.
It is, but there's also a budget that you have as well. And so if your boss tells you, hey, or your household budget or however you want to look at it, you got $1,000 that you can spend and afford to spend, you can't go over that, right? And so that's kind of where they are. They got about $4 million, if you look at SpotRack, that's supposed to last them the rest of the season. Mm. They've had a lot of injuries already this season. So you don't want to take that $4 million and spend it all in one place. Maybe you get another team to eat some salary. Maybe you wait a couple of weeks as salaries start to decrease because weeks are starting to decrease in the NFL before you make a big move. You just sit around and say, you know what? I got my fingers crossed. Rashee Rice is going to be back. He was walking around the locker room the other day and, you know, obviously it looks better than it originally looked on Sunday when he had that injury happen. But we still don't know the extent of it. We won't know until Monday or Tuesday once the swelling goes down and they get that camera in there and look around. But they've got about $4 million that they can spend for the rest of the season, and they've got to make that last. And we're only in week four or week five, whatever this is now.
Some would say and some would write that it was atrocious, blasphemous, idiotic to even mention Tyreek Hill's name in the Chiefs. You want to let people know who has the best odds, according to Vegas, where Tyreek Hill will land?
Well, it's the Chiefs at 3-1. Yeah. It's
so I'm not the only one
Tyreek was asked about it the other day down at his press conference. You know, when he speaks to the media, the Miami folks asked him about potentially being traded and coming back to Kansas City. And I mean, look, it's a conversation to have. It's sports talk radio, right?
Is it happening? No. Is it worth meriting a convo?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because everybody's talking about it. Like every Chiefs fan that I've run into recently, you think we can bring back Tyreek Hill? What do you think about Tyreek Hill? Like, people are talking about it, and that's what sports radio is all about. It's great conversation. It's fun to talk about things. Do I think Tyreek Hill's coming back here? No, I don't think Tyreek Hill's coming back here. But you know what? The conversation is worth having because it's a micro part of a conversation that's a macro topic, and that's winning this three-peat and where the Chiefs are right now. All hands on deck. Nothing's off the table. Let's go get this third championship. How can we do it? Well, let's go see if we can find the best possible player available. And Brett Veach does his due diligence. You call Miami and you say, hey, what do you want for Tyreek Hill? Are you willing to eat 90% of his salary? We'll take him for you. Yeah. And so you kind of go through those channels right now. So none of it's not worth having a conversation about because it's a fun topic to have a conversation about.
We ain't the only ones.
And anybody who doesn't think it's a fun conversation, I don't want to be near you. Yeah, it's fun. People forget sports is fun. And having a conversation about Tyreek Hill potentially coming back is fun. Had they not brought Kareem Hunt back, we wouldn't be talking about this. But they showed they're willing to let the past be the past to try to go out there and win football games.
Like, is it happening? Probably not.
Probably not.
Absolutely not. But it's noise.
Yeah.
Speaking of noise, we do this to a lot of people in interviews. 30 seconds each, fellas. Who's been your unsung hero so far in the first month for the Chiefs?
Well, for me, it's Wanya Morris. I mean, I know he's probably not going to get a lot of credit, but I think he's solidified and stabilized that left tackle spot. I think he's been pretty good
for
since
now.
They gave him the... Yeah, well, for now.
But this is the first month.
Yeah, so, first month of the season. Yeah, I think Wanya Morris has been pretty good at that left tackle spot. I know we look at one or two plays and everybody freaks out and, you know, oh my God, he's no good. And it's easier to spot a bad play by an offensive lineman than a good play because for every 10 you have one bad, everybody sees the bad play. Mm-hmm. So Wanya Morris, for me, is the guy.
Dr. Magenstein?
I'd go Tershawn Wharton on the defensive line. He's been an absolute stud. Yep. I mean, kind of just like a little bit shocked just out of nowhere. His just presence has just come out of nowhere to me. I feel like he's just been a really good rotational guy. But more than that, this year's just kind of stepped up to his starting role. Last year came off an injury. This year seems like he's fully back. And, you know, with George Karloftis kind of having a little bit, I don't know, under... performing season so far, a little bit underwhelming season so far. Tershawn Wharton's been a big step up.
Yeah, and I know that the numbers probably aren't there for Karlaftis that everybody wants to see because, you know, it's only 4 weeks into the season. He doesn't have 10 sacks yet, so let's dump all over him.
He hasn't been what we wanted.
Well, I don't know what the answer to that question is, quite honestly. What do we want, a sack a game? Because that's not realistic.
The pressure numbers to be up. He gets single teamed every time.
He took an offensive lineman right into the quarterback's lap the other night against the Chargers. And whatnot. But you know what? If Karlaftis is occupying and doing things and Chris Jones is getting to the quarterback two or three times a game, I'm good with that as well.
Mine's Leo Chenal. Guys everywhere. Defensively, they run him on those goal line plays where they pound the rock up the middle and try to get that 1 yard run. I've seen Leo Chenal there. He almost looked like Camilo Vigegas lining up a putt, the lizard man who would get down. They, like, somebody was asking the other day when they were running a play, like, who is that, like, in an army crawl? And I was like, that's Leo Chenal, 54. And he's ready to hit somebody. On defense, he's really done his job. I don't think he gets a lot of talk. He gets enough talk. That's been more than what he probably has gotten in the past. But the dude's been my unsung hero that we don't talk enough about, because Leo Chenal really closes that edge and really is the kind of guy that's like Danny Bateman from The Replacements. Go give me the ball. Mm-hmm. I'll get you the ball.
Right. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.